What great. The F you guys doing?
No idea.
All right, coolest thing you did in 2 weeks. You have one?
What?
Coolest thing you did in the last 2 weeks since we all got together. Well, you, yeah.
Bro!
I got to look at my history.
All right, Ron. Ron, it's down to me and you. I'll go first.
Go.
I pet a penguin.
What? That doesn't count.
Why doesn't that count?
Because that's a fat lie.
Did you go to a zoo?
It's not a fat lie, you son of a bitch. Unlike Ron.
Wait a minute. I saw.
Unlike Ron.
Now, if you said seal, I would have believed you.
I hung out with seals, too.
Because you had a picture of a seal.
I saved a seal. Video. I saved a seal the last
he's
2 weeks.
Not even gay.
Saved the seal. Saved the seal.
So if you pet a penguin, you're at.
And like, rode the penguin?
Oh, man, I didn't know.
Well, first of all, I did this.
No. I would do that.
You wouldn't do this?
One bite, you're done.
No, they're pussies.
They made you put your hands behind your back. So I hung out with a seal at an aquarium. But look, don't.
Where, in New York State?
Long Island, Riverhead area.
Riverhead
area.
Was that considered like
and
a
then,
was that an aquarium or a zoo?
Look, I got
a fish zoo.
Yeah, a fish zoo. That's what an
you
aquarium
been to New
is.
New England aquarium?
They'll call it aquariums. Fish zoo.
All right,
fish
that?
Prison.
See, there's the penguin. Can't show because my daughter. We don't
do that.
Yeah, we don't do that. But there you go. There's the penguin. We all got to pet. But because this was. Where's my penguin pick? There's the, you know.
That's not you.
That's my wife.
Yeah, that's
petting
you.
A penguin.
So, I don't know. Maybe you two are both lying about your crap.
No. No.
We don't have any proof. We have actually counter proof.
It's on her phone. I'll right. bring it next time.
All right.
It's on her phone. I mean, you didn't pet a penguin in the last 2 weeks. And
that's also not
you didn't save a seal that was bitten by a shark in the last 2 weeks.
Did you do
that? Yes.
You did that? You saved a seal? Oh, you did.
Saved the seal. I was such I was such a pain in the ass. I called the rescue place.
That's not saving.
And then I started posting pictures, and they're like, man, we got to go out and get this seal. Because they have so many seals on the beach, they can't save all of them. But they saved the one that I posted.
That's pretty
cool. Shark bite. Yourself?
See, the power of social media. You too post things, and you can get them saved.
Yeah. Yeah, because every seal they grab off the beach, it costs like $4,000 to $5,000.
So, but can you, why don't you just, like, it's like fishing. Why don't you just take it and cook it and eat it?
Says the guy who ate a raw bird when he was five.
No, but like, you can't eat seal. Eskimos do. They live off it.
Ron, it looked like a pet to me.
Not called Eskimos anymore, dude.
What are they called?
Wait, all right. Hold on. I'm walking the beach with my dog. I see the seal desperately begging for help. Yeah. I look at it. It's obviously got bit by something.
Yeah. No, I was singing Kiss from a Rose.
Right.
My joke really didn't land. That was awesome.
I'm sorry. And then my friend Chris came out, and he was like, yeah, it got bit by a fucking shark. Thought is drag it home and cook it?
Yes. I heard they're delicious.
Blubber. Yeah, I don't know about that.
No,
it's delicious if that's the only thing you can eat.
How would you kill a seal, Ron?
Oh, it tastes better nice
with a club?
I would have to Google it, get out a cookbook. I don't know.
How would you kill the seal? Because it has those big seal eyes looking at you, begging for help.
You know they're begging for death. After getting chomped on by a shark, you want to get out of this world.
Well, you remember that was a thing, clubbing the seals in the Antarctica?
Yeah, of course.
Wasn't it a big thing?
I don't think anybody really did that.
Oh, yeah, no one did that.
Like, one guy was doing it. Like, oh, stop clubbing seals.
Yeah, no one did that.
Every
Ron.
Second grade class had a no clubbing
seals. Yeah,
that was all fake, Ron.
Four people did it.
That was AI.
It was pre-AI. So, Ron, we still haven't heard the coolest thing you've done in the last 2 weeks.
Wait, do you believe me that
I kind of believe that you did, but I still haven't seen proof.
Excuse me, I didn't lie.
We're best friends.
I didn't lie. I believe.
Whoa! When did that happen?
I'm top three now.
So. We're not best friends.
Best friends.
Wow! He just shot you.
Wait, what did Matt do?
He went from top five to now he's squeezing.
You said three last time. You said
now
three.
He's squeezing to best friend. That's
top three's best.
That's awkward. Dude.
Anthony's number one.
Like the...
All right, so Opie wins.
I won.
Opie wins.
Yeah, I mean,
What do you do? What was the cool thing you did?
You. I'll cheers that guy.
Why won't you cheers me?
Cheers, you shot me hard.
I know you're top three, though. Top three. All right, cheers.
So, what was the best thing you did?
Yeah, what was the best thing you did?
Okay, so the best thing for me.
You called the cops on P. Diddy.
I did laundry for the first time in 3 months, and it felt good.
Oh.
Well, wait, you gotta do it again.
Wait, what?
No, stop.
I can't even with this guy.
You did laundry did for the first time? I did laundry for the
first 3 months and it felt good.
Murder room.
You haven't done laundry in 3 months?
And you washed one pair of underwear. Dude,
I don't have, like, I wasn't even using sheets on my bed. Like, what am I, fancy?
Why, you know,
oh, wait, did you use the
like,
sheets?
You guys think I'm joking? Like,
did you use the sheets?
I should have taken a picture. Like,
no.
Find a hole in the sheet and walk it.
I wasn't using sheets for a while. And,
kids,
put hair around the
if
hole.
You can send us $100 right now,
to shut Ron up.
Can you find me some generic Sarah McLachlan music that isn't Sarah McLachlan?
No, please don't. Please.
Littlefoot, you're on fire today.
Jeez. Yeah, Littlefoot's killing it. How much money could we collect to get Ron to walk into traffic? I'm thinking. Wait, you sleep with no sheets? So you got a big giant.
Sheets.
Do you have a giant like stain on your bed from sweating?
Well, you're not used to trying to stain on the bed.
Okay, so you're not going to believe this.
Sadly,
only one tonight.
So my,
I don't believe the Karen Carpenter and ladies, story, but
he's
I believe
single.
This
no, oh, yeah, this hard.
Hold on.
Wait, you're not single?
No, I believe that my father really did say we live beside the. Oh,
yeah, but here's we move past
that's
that.
Fine. So here's the other thing you probably won't believe in. My roommate's not happy with me.
You're gay. Well,
we know that. We know that. We've
so
known that for a year.
Like, he has a lot of these throw pillows.
That you lay on.
You're not supposed to actually throw them.
And I don't. I haven't had a pillow in a while.
Of course.
You haven't had a pillow in a while.
Yeah, like because they got destroyed in one of the floods. So I've been using one of his fancy throw pillows. It's like this, and it's like that thick. It's not really like a.
This is always sunny kind of thing.
Smell like ass?
Right.
And it's so much more comfortable to take the stuffing out.
Disgusting!
And fluff out the stuffing and then put the cover on top. But, and the little pieces get everywhere. They're like, it's like this aqua blue foam. And it's like, oh, I that's how I sleep. I'm
But what have you been wearing? I don't give a fuck about your. What have you been wearing for the last 3 months that you finally did laundry? The same clothes?
I mean, you don't have to watch jeans.
Those
look
pretty new.
What about underwear?
No, because I just did laundry.
What about underwear?
At first, they constricted. Then they become a part of you.
Once I run out, that's it. I mean,
oh, so you go sans underwear?
You turn it inside out.
There is no underwear.
It's always Freedom Fridays around.
Freedom
here.
Fridays.
Once, and then
whip them out.
And,
and
here's the thing. I have like five.
John wants to know, can we suffocate Ron with that pillow?
I have like five drawers of socks. The one thing I will buy was socks.
Sweatshirt.
You bought socks, but not underwear.
I keep buying socks. What? Who says you have to wear underwear? That's a modern
shirt. Don't ruin a shirt.
I go sans underwear every once in a while, right? You go sans underwear,
oh my God,
but not every day.
Who the hell cares?
I kind of care on that one. That's like, wow.
The one thing I do worry about is like if you wear underwear, like
Leslie Larson. What the hell? 3 months.
Knows.
Why did it take 3 months? You're almost homeless, dude.
Are you working? Are you doing something?
I do this, I do that.
Oh no. What are you doing?
I'm trying to sell weed for these guys that used to work for.
I'm on unemployment.
Oh, you're taking from us, Ron.
No,
You're taking from us, Ron. You're taking from us. Alex, his jeans are stained.
His
jeans are stained with S.
You're supposed to wash dungarees.
They say that.
Once a month.
Full of shit. You wash them.
No, you're not supposed to wash dungarees.
If you get them dirty.
Nobody tells me what to do.
If they have stains on them, wash them.
Poop. This is all poop. This is a poop.
Well, any. Yes. Always clean shit.
You put your dirty jeans in the freezer, and supposedly that gets rid of the smell.
I remember watching the history of jeans. It was Levi's. They say if you wash the jeans, it devalues them.
What are you going to sell?
Are you going to sell your jeans?
Nobody wants your jeans.
Link in the description below.
I got pink eye from my dog for sharing. Cheers.
I think we all got pink eye from Ron. Right.
Cheers.
Does your dog have jeans?
But I got pink eye from my dog. Cheers.
Is that a thing?
Cheers.
Broken.
Okay, so is that like you also had a nice 2 weeks?
I had a good 2 weeks. Except for the pink guy. It was awful. All right. It was awful.
Is that a real thing?
From the poo.
No, but how do you know it was from the dog?
Because I'm careful when I'm taking care of myself, Ron.
Well, you weren't that careful. Wash. You got poo-poo in your eye.
Because I got to pick it up off the street.
Yeah. Then you touched your eye with it? You had to look at it, right?
Yeah.
Did you see if it was your dog?
No, what happens is, you want to know why? See, Ron, I could back up my stories.
So, back up my poo-poo story.
So with the bag, when he has a mushy one, you still got to pick it up. I'm not an animal.
Yeah.
And then I'd start scraping it off the sidewalk, and then it breaks the fucking bag. And you don't really know.
You sort of shake hands with your neighbor.
It's more micro, and then I got, the allergies are kicking in for the spring.
Yeah, I pick up my dog's poop all the time. It's weird in the park. Sometimes you think your dog pooped over there, so you go grab it, and you pick it up, and it's cold. So it's not your dog's. And the first thought in my mind is, ew, gross!
Yes!
But you're also still handling shit anyway.
No, when it's someone else's...
Is it grosser?
Why?
It's grosser.
When it's someone else's dog, it's brutal.
If your dog's having runny shits, are you feeding it human food? Like, dogs shouldn't have runny shit.
No shit.
Like pineapple ham.
Every once in a while, he gets a treat.
Pizza. I love it.
And I got two little kids, so.
Your children try to give the dog the food.
Yeah, they give them.
I agree with you.
They give them potato chips. Wait, what are we agreeing on? I didn't agree on anything.
Which type of ham and which type of pineapple? But
the boar's head glaze.
I was not in charge of the ham.
My brother-in-law was like.
Ham without pineapple, you might as well kill yourself.
Ham and mustard.
No,
when I go up to the House of State, I'm going to get you guys. More than mustard.
You kill myself.
I ain't killing you. I don't want to go to jail. I'm going to make sure you do.
I don't want to go to jail. That's the only reason you want to kill me?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, I'm going to convince you.
That's a lame reason not to kill me.
I'm going
to
convince you to jump off the GWB because you had ham without pineapple. Yes. Why would I push you when I could convince you?
Yeah, I don't think you could.
I think I could convince you.
Only for
him.
You try to tell me how to fuck. I'll eat my ham.
Oh, I got something to ask you for real.
Yeah.
So I was editing one of these with Claire. Remember Claire? She ruled
a little bit. I kind of remember her.
You said you were on TV once, and I didn't hear you at the time. You were on the History Channel.
Yeah, I was on the History Channel.
Damn it! Yeah. We gotta stop.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Yeah. What'd you do on the History Channel?
I lied.
Oh, so you're wrong.
I pretended I knew about beer. Oh, really?
Liar.
Oh, yeah. I was so confident.
Yeah.
I told him all the crap that I thought I knew. And some of it might be correct, but it was,
I learned from watching Twins. The Sumerians were the first ones to brew beer.
They were doing the whole episode or whole series on grains. And
oh, damn.
So this is why you were the owner of Gebhardt's. That's why they came
before Gebhardt's, when I just owned Beer Culture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The other joint on 45th between 8th and 9th.
We should.
Maybe we'll go there next week.
Good beer down there.
You were kind of winging it, or
No, I know what I was talking about. But.
He was winging it like we're doing now.
kind of like you with all your historical accuracy.
But at least we don't panic and do fake stories. Cheers.
That's not a fake story.
When you panic, you just settle in and hope someone has something, Ron. It doesn't mean
Barbara Bush was my neighbor.
Right.
I thought I got scolded by Mrs. Coppin.
Tom.
Wait a minute. And hang on. I thought you grew up in Boston.
No. I was born in Warwick, Rhode Island.
Oh, now it's Rhode Island.
Wait. I thought you were a masshole.
And then.
Still kind of masshole.
And then I did. Kindergarten.
It's a peninsula hole.
I did kindergarten and nursery school in Connecticut.
In West Hartford, yeah.
And then I started first grade in Boston.
He's on fire.
My father owned a luncheonette
in
downtown Hartford. My father owned a luncheonette called Patty's Lunch. Patty's Lunch.
All right.
And he only served breakfast and lunch.
He should have had a cake.
And then from there, he opened up the tap room.
Tap room in Boston. Okay, the tap room I've heard of.
You should have followed.
Hey,
stop looking.
While we're here interrogating Ron, why did he come to Gebhardt's with a bunch of wine coolers, hoping to find a 13-year-old?
Wait, he brought the wine coolers.
If that doesn't look like fentanyl, I don't know what.
That's for your bad friend.
If he won't eat one, crush it up. He'll snort it.
Is this from the Bill Cosby collection?
Dude, I When I knew the Wall Street guys back in the day, they all walked around with the Altoid tins. It was filled with everything but Altoids.
My cousin from Rhode Island, he went to high school with Emerald Lagasse's from Rhode Island. Go ahead.
Wait, what?
No, he's not.
Harry Bird used to shovel my driveway.
Emerald Lagasse went to high school with my cousin.
Emerald Lagasse is from New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Emerald Lagasse, bam!
Is from New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Went to high school in Rhode Island. I'm telling you.
Went to college in Rhode Island.
He went to college with my cousin in Rhode Island.
He pretty much has a photographic memory. I know. You're fucked. Why do you panic and have to tell this picture?
Should we do like two truths and a lie, but no truths?
Yeah.
If Ron lies again, we get dead like...
I'm not lying. I'm telling you.
Should we stick around for one more?
Yeah,
it's getting stupid. Go get us some beers. We're lying again.
Where's your frisbee plate?
So do another tray.
Can you do it? Yeah. Do another tray.
Can you hear? Fetch. Fetch liar.
I want some chips. Are we doing spoons later?
Oh my God!
Spoon man, spoons here.
Spoon man, I'm with you on the spoon man.
Chris Cornell probably has the greatest
down here with some.
Why don't you tell everybody? Chris Cornell has the greatest vocals in rock and roll history. You might be right.
He was always singing while he mowed his lawn.
Yeah, his stuff. Seriously,
too bad he left us all hanging.
I don't think the band. This is going to sound ridiculous, but I'm going to say it. I don't think the band Soundgarden did his vocals justice, even though they had a few killer songs. But the stuff he did after Soundgarden
His solo stuff is
Best Guns N' Roses cover, except for those Indian guys that I see on TikTok.
I love the Indian guys doing that.
Sit back down.
No, hold on. I have a question, and I'm being serious about this. Axl Rose has...
grew up next to your mother, who was born in Rhode Island. So,
Axl Rose is my cousin.
So Axl Rose is one of those talented singers who can hit every note. Up and down.
Used to be.
Well, okay, no, I understand that. Is Chris Cornell can do that as well?
No, he's dead.
No, I understand. Chris Cornell also have that gift of hitting every note.
I don't want to laugh at that.
That's a legit question.
I don't want to laugh at that.
I don't know if he could hit every single note.
Does it smell like chloroform?
I want to know why Matt has no shoulders again. What happens when you're in shoulders?
Peter Dinklage.
Do you got shoulders?
It does look like you stand.
Oh, are we on mushrooms and we don't know it, and that's why you have no shoulders?
Well, we talked about it, and I just...
Oh, all right.
There is actually also a little Hunter S. Thompson vibe about you today, too, which is awesome.
You got a Hunter S. Thompson.
You got to get some tennis shoes to get out of this muck.
You do look like Hunter S. Thompson a little bit.
A little stronger.
John Quartz, go get beers, Ron. Walk in shame to get those beers.
Wonder whose tab he's putting them on.
Yeah, no shit.
You know, I didn't ask. Oh, you're screwed.
All right, we'll throw the hat around.
We're gonna get $100. We'll be fine.
We'll throw the hat around a little bit.
Do you want Ron to leave or do you want all of us to leave, Jen?
Music question for you.
Yes.
Chris Cornell or Chester Bennington?
Chester.
I love Chester Bennington, but I go Chris Cornell because I'm a little older.
Yeah.
I remember the single soundtrack where Chris Cornell sang Seasons.
Touch Me, I'm Dick.
It touched me, I'm Dick from Citizen Dick's on that soundtrack.
Touch Me, I'm Dick.
I forgot about that.
I know a fact about those two. They're both swingers.
Who?
Where were we on that one?
Is that how we
Home song.
I thought it was another thing.
He was a cool dude, man.
Yeah, but that
cool dude.
Gets a pass because he was not in his right mind.
Can I get some of that shit? Oh, what are we doing?
At least Ron Williams did it because he knew.
Oh
he
man,
was
can I get some of that shit?
We're doing alcohol.
No, he didn't. Oh, I think he didn't know what he was doing.
This is Mike Berger Jr. Mike, why don't you give the big plug for our failing private Facebook group?
We're at 88 members right
88?
now.
88? What happened? Oh, we just beat close to 100.
We're at 88 members now. Wait, who do you want to leave, Jen? All of us or Ron? Because it already.
If I said 40, will you leave?
Just kidding.
No, I don't want her to kid. I want her to beat us up.
Oh, okay.
Hey, send some more pics.
I want Jennifer first to beat us and make us feel like crap.
All right.
She can beat me all the time.
I don't feel like you can't make me feel
Yeah, that just opened up.
Can I give a little, can I get a little plug out there? Cheers to all the boys at Citi Field.
Mets suck. They're already out of the
playoffs. Mets suck. They're already out of the playoffs.
Mets suck.
All the boys in the field are watching.
And the Red Sox already out of the playoffs.
No.
Red Sox out. Mets out.
No,
it's over.
We won last night.
It's over. Let's go back to freaking
9-0. We won against the A's last night.
It's all about
back to Shinny.
It's all about Caitlin Clark. Cheers. Cheers to the
two-headed chick.
Cheers to Caitlin Clark.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Talk about that a little bit. What happened there?
With the two-headed chick who got married.
Oh, my God. The biggest story. We haven't even talked about the conjoined twins.
Yeah.
One of them married.
Double-sided
that is so effed up. You know about the conjoined twins?
I saw like clickbait on it.
No, it's not clickbait.
Two
it's real.
Out of the one.
It's been – they've been famous.
You're cheating on me.
They've been famous for a long time. It's basically a body with two heads. They both
control one side.
They muffle the other head.
They both have
bite the pillow.
Oh my God, Mike Turgot is very aggressive.
Dude, what? They off the roids.
And they
go from Ron to you.
And they ride a bike and stuff where they have to like trust the other person.
Does one control?
No one can really figure it out because it's like,
even them.
Supposedly they both share a body, obviously, but they control half the body and they work together. And the one got married.
Fun fact: they both orgasm.
What happens to the other one if the other one gets married?
Sometimes, if it's quiet in the room, does one look at them and be like, "Oh, you're thinking what I'm thinking"?
So if one's getting the other one's feeling it.
If they get divorced, do they get 2/3?
The whole thing is bizarre, man.
Let's kill my sister.
That's bizarre. And what if the other one wants to get married? Then how do you work that out?
What if one likes anal?
And then the other guy's a creep because
I don't like your husband.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
What's that, Rick?
Ron's back.
Ron's back with the tray.
Ron, which one's which?
Candy, cigarettes. Candy, cigars.
Okay, so
coffee, tea, Monster.
The Allagash is.
Pulling, you get in trouble.
Grab one.
Whose pills are
that? That's Littlefoot.
Foot, that's yours.
Foot pills.
All right, let's.
Both the same?
Yes, one's for me, one's for you.
All right, let's
you thought I was going to take that one. That's the one you put the crap in.
Is that the one you put the vodka in?
That's the one you put
that one.
Wait a minute.
That's the egg in.
That's dangerous.
Let's have a beer to Ron and his last appearance at Get Fots.
It's up to Ron the liar.
It's been a good run. It's been a good run, Ron.
I will remember.
I'll never let go, I'll never let go.
What's your favorite Remember song?
You won't remember me.
Walking in the Sand.
Wait, what's... you won't remember me? Who did that?
Parodying.
Yeah. Sarah McLachlan.
Late night dog commercial.
Oh, with the bleeding eyes. I don't need to see. I love dogs, but I don't need to see that crap. Know what sucks about the Sarah McLachlan dog commercials? All the dogs in those commercials are dead. Cheers.
Well,
because she made it 30 years ago. Yeah.
No.
I was like, I missed that commercial.
No, they got all the dogs that no one was adopting. They're like, yeah, might as well make a commercial. All those dogs died.
You get that old guy.
They never got homes. Cheers.
So, yeah, you're supposed to feel
bad. Sarah McLachlan, she does country music.
So I bet she's still kind of pretty.
Holy shit, can we go?
Littlefoot, we're going to.
Country music.
Murder
room. Shame.
Did you really just walk?
How Jewish are you?
So
how do you not
dog,
know regular crap?
My dog died.
My nose is so big, but it tips the canoe.
No, the dog doesn't die in a country song. It runs away. Okay. What happens if you play a country song backwards?
Your
the dog comes
back.
Home, the truck gets fixed, the girl comes home.
Your trailer's back from the tornado.
Where are we at with Beyonce doing country?
I love Dolly and her two biggest hits.
I have sampled the record. It's not a bad record. I mean, sorry, for all the internet folks, it is the best record ever.
Her Jolene is the third best Jolene.
She's the second best one.
No,
third.
Who's the second best?
Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
What? But Miley doesn't fucking play it, too.
And I think Miley's better than Dolly, but you got to give it to Dolly because she's the original.
Dolly plays it, too. She plays and sings.
Can I say one thing?
No.
And she's been married to a dude for like 50 years that has never been in the spotlight. He completely avoids all of it.
Married a dude in the first place.
Can I say one thing that kind of gets under my skin?
Oh, boy. Here comes the black stuff.
No.
Great.
No, they're like, oh, she's trying to break in.
Can you go get us some beer?
A black hip-hop artist trying to break in the country? Dude, excuse me. It's already been done. Hootie and the Blowfish, Darius Rucker.
Well, you said hip hop, so
no, but whatever. It's like
black
like,
equals oh, hip hop.
No. You're kind of
not hip hop, but whatever. They're saying like she's bringing her brand of R&B,
right?
Whatever hip hop. Well, that's what they said.
That's accurate because Darius Rucker was a rock star who did country.
That's right.
Now Charlie Pride.
Charlie
50,
Pride.
60 years ago was the first black country music star.
Did right. Grow next
but,
also?
But by the way, that's what I'm saying. They're saying Beyonce is the first to break the barrier. She's not.
No, that's of not what they're saying. Not. And if you're believing those people on TikTok,
but that's what I'm saying.
They're
that's
not what, true.
Well, people don't know
this
their
is
history.
Why
people don't know history.
Put them in his place.
Real media matters.
I'm telling you, Darius, people don't know
their neighbors matters.
Real media matters.
Facts matter.
We have someone that works for
Hootie,
a cable news channel.
The lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish became one of the biggest country stars.
Well, you have a chance,
Mr. Leonard.
What?
Shut up.
Wait, you have a problem with Beyonce singing country? I don't give. I don't give a crap. Do you care?
I don't care.
One thing that gets under your skin, probably scabies, since you don't wash your clothes or sheets, Ron.
I did have bed bugs once.
Oh, my God.
Recently? You had your knee on my knee.
Well, hell, Ron?
I lived in your bed bug knee on my normal knee. Oh, my God.
Who the hell cares?
We kind of care about this one, Mike.
I care.
You hit the wrong button. We give a crap. We have kids. This guy has bed bugs crawling on his
scabies
on his stupid Patriots hat.
Oh, he's got scabies on his Patriot hat.
Dude, I lived in an SRO.
We don't believe anything you say, Ron.
What's an SRO?
Single room occupancy.
Single room occupancy.
They're called SROs.
So you got to walk through someone's living room.
No, SRO means standing room only.
Single room.
Actually, you know, he's going to be part of the
That's where you sleep standing up.
Ben Affleck actually played on the waiter.
When I first moved to New York City, I was paying $300 a month on 93rd Street between West End Avenue and Riverside Park.
It's called a studio apartment.
No, they're called SROs.
No,
bro.
Man.
Did you have to walk through someone's living room?
No, there's no bathroom, nothing. There was two bathrooms. There's no kitchen.
So he lived at a hostel. A halfway house.
Dude, that's
not my fault.
It was a halfway house.
No, it's SRO. So there's two bathrooms in each hallway.
Lockdown. Can't go to work.
They give you a sink and a money fridge.
Hey, you just got a shout out from Andy Vaught. Mike Bergen Jr.
Andy Vaught is the man.
Yeah.
That guy.
So you lived in an SRO and you had to share a bathroom and. Let me guess, someone OD'd in the hall and you had to call the
police. Dude, it was just.
There you go. Here's the OD. Here's the OD story.
I was like one of the few Americans there.
Whoa, what does that mean, Ron?
Most people looking like me didn't live in that environment.
Who looks like you?
So, we've seen the results of Flacco's autopsy.
Ron, not.
But you're on fire today, Mom.
Do I have to defend other colors?
There you go.
Well, just.
No, I'm
just because they didn't look at you, they weren't American? His Boston's coming out. Give him another.
Fix that.
We got him out of the canals of Brooklyn.
You can take the Ron out of Boston, but you can't take the Boston out of Ron.
Shaking bugs off on me.
Stop shaking bugs off, everybody.
Hang on a second.
Look at me.
Matt, you look like a shitty 90s fucking.
He's a monk. He's a Catholic monk.
Ron,
look at that.
Ron, what's up with the top of your head, man?
What do you mean? Oh, I wore a yarmulke so much that it was lack of sun, and then when there's lack of sun, it's like grass. Your hair dies.
Is that a real thing?
No. Hats don't make you go bald.
Yes?
See?
Take off your hat. All right, boys.
There you go. Mine's just run away from my face.
Take off your hat.
No, don't let him. He has superhero hair. That's got superhero hair, fucking asshole.
You have Robin Williams chest here, I'll tell you that much.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not missing it.
That's like a bird's nest in there.
Who the fuck notices so much chest hair?
Oh, God, runs back to bird's nest.
Really,
I got a tattoo of chest hair.
It's like a field mouse in a bush.
Dude, we're like twins. Look.
We're not like twins. I don't have to look.
I know. Can we pull hair today?
Huh?
Can we pull hair?
Yes, what does that mean?
Not no, you, remember, he is.
What does that mean?
He had bed
I'm
bugs.
Not touching it.
You don't want to touch
it. I ain't.
Oh, you want to pull my hair?
Not no, anymore. No. I forgot you have bed bugs.
Do it.
I want to bring you through a car.
There's a bite.
Dude, I haven't had bed
bugs. You got a bite.
Shut up, bitch ass. I haven't had a bite in 20 years.
Cool. Hey. Have a good one. Jackson's tapping out. That's too bad.
See ya.
All right, bye.
You can't even sit on a couch and watch this long enough.
I know. Right?
Hey, there's my sister. Hey, Jot.
So, Jot.
Wow. Wait, that's her? Wait, where's she?
She's here.
Wait, that's like not
that's my sister.
How is that your sister?
How is it my sister?
Oh, look, she got the same last name.
She was adopted by my parents, so she's my sister.
No. Just because they're adopted doesn't mean they're not. They're your sister.
No, it's my actual sister.
Yeah, I get it.
You have a biological sister.
Not anymore.
What part of adopted did he just say?
Dude, why do you bring up the biological
sister? Anyway, what's up, Scotty?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I'm an only child.
Why do you bring up the biological sister? Way to go, Ron.
Like, oh, let's get rid of the other ones. This one's fucked.
Why'd you bring up the biological sister, Ron?
Why?
Way to bring down the room again.
There's a list of things we don't talk about.
I need another beer.
Shut the fuck up.
Why'd you bring up the biological sister?
Nobody's hurting here. Everything's all right. Nobody's hurting.
You should feel bad, Ron.
What's up, Jotty? What are you doing?
Kids, did you ever see something go off the rails?
Yeah, we did. Wow, you brought the
You know what this looks like with my head down?
A bird's nest?
The guy standing on top of the well going, put the lotion on it. The skin?
Oh.
Do I look a little bit?
No, you look like the
you
guy from
about?
Saw.
If he was fat.
I feel like
this has turned into an art performance piece of the Francis Scott Key Bridge falling down.
Conspiracy or not?
Not.
Your thoughts?
No.
No, they dropped the port.
Yes.
Not.
Not. I bet you're smoking a 6-foot bomb.
Not.
Conspiracy?
No conspiracy.
No.
What conspiracy do you believe in? Go around the room. JFK? I'll go JFK.
JFK, got it.
Wait.
No, I got that one.
I'm in now.
I got that one.
But what's the, no, no,
wait,
no.
It was his fault?
Wait a minute. What's the conspiracy?
Or just general conspiracy?
I think the firmament's
my mother's fucking a Kennedy, so what's the conspiracy?
Is she at her age now?
Here we go.
Yeah.
Wait, now we don't believe that story anymore.
You want to see a picture of
Ron's mom is a lesbian. His father was 5'5", 400 pounds, lost his legs. Mafia guy, and now she's with the Kennedy.
I
want to
see your mom's scars from
my mother's been with the same woman since I've been 7 years old.
I want to see your mom so I can punch her in the face.
My mother would probably beat us all up.
Your mom is dating a Kennedy.
They're not dating.
They live together. They've been together 40 years at least.
Since I've been seven, yes.
So how is this person related to, the next president of the United States of America?
She is a third generation.
Okay, terrific.
How is she related to that
She's a third generation Kennedy.
That doesn't count.
Come on, they're all.
Okay, terrific.
You should see her buck teeth, dude.
Well, she got the really buck teeth. I'm alert. I'm alert.
I'm sorry. At first
why
I heard
mean?
Butt
Why
teeth.
Be mean?
You heard butt
I heard
teeth.
Butt teeth also.
Because she's actually not a nice person. She She doesn't
I gave
like
her
me.
To you.
Wow, Ron.
No, I'm talking
She's
about
bitter.
My my mother's partner. She doesn't like
partner,
me. She listen, there are lesbians who don't like men simply because they're male. She's one of them. She don't like me, bro. She don't like me.
Shouldn't walk around with a quack.
She don't like you because you're
or is it you?
A man?
I'm pretty sure she hates him and just hates men in general.
Breeder.
That's so weird that someone doesn't like you.
And it has nothing to do with you.
Do you find that surprising?
Can I?
Not your clean
you can do whatever,
habits.
Ron.
Listen,
you can do whatever
to the Spanish Kings.
To the Spanish King.
My freshman year at Northeastern University.
Your freshman year at Northeastern University.
I didn't like.
Oh boy.
I wanted to live on campus.
Get your Google out.
Listen, it's just a few T stops away. We call it the T is the subway in Boston. It's only a few T stops away from Beacon Hill to Northeastern. But I wanted the experience of living on campus. And so for Christmas break, my freshman year, they close. Like the campus closes.
Yes, that's how college works.
Right. And I went back home. And Mary's like, what the fuck's he doing here? He's supposed to be in college.
Oh, damn.
And she literally said, then put him on the street. She wanted me. She's like, I don't care. Like,
You're out of the house.
I got no warning. I didn't know he was coming. Put him on the street.
You're supposed to warn him.
Aren't you 19?
What are you talking about? I'm in college. Like they said,
were you on crutches?
They said, "What are you
doing?" Somebody got that, right? Somebody got that.
I get it, though. I get it. You look like Oswald. Wow, what a bitch! I gotta defend Ron. What a bitch!
Yeah.
I know this is strange to defend Ron, but what a bitch!
No, it was pretty bad.
Your mom should have told the Kennedy blog, "Go F yourself."
Hey, Onassis.
It was one of the few times my mother
said, "Go drive it in Chappaqua." Go F yourself.
My mother said, "You're not gonna throw my."
See, now that's my favorite throwaway bit from a throwaway movie. Ever see the movie Repossessed? It was Leslie Nielsen. It was a knockoff.
Yeah.
Leslie Nielsen.
Comedy or drama?
Comedy. It was.
Leslie
Nielsen drama.
No, but he.
I want to see
that. Excuse me. He was a dramatic actor.
It was a. It was.
Ron, hold on. 1 second.
Ron's got a lie. Ron,
no, Ron's right about this.
Oh, yeah. He was Leslie a
Larson.
Actor.
Leslie Larson. Oh Leslie Larson. We know it. Leslie Nielsen
was a
dramatic actor, and then he went into comedy. He's actually right about this one. Yes. No, he's
so out of all, yes. Every story.
By the way, he was reluctant to do it.
Sorry, man.
I doubled down on one.
He was reluctant to do Airplane.
Sorry about that. And you're.
And by the way,
actually, it was Naked Gun.
Hold on. And I have the same story. Who's the guy who played Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Alec Guinness.
Alec Guinness is a very trained Shakespearean actor.
No, he's not.
And he thought it was beneath him to play this role. And look what it did. Ian McKellen! Same thing. He played
Alec Guinness won an Oscar in 1957 for Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Correct!
And was what nominated and won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor, or nominated 20 years later.
He thought it was such a silly role. You know what he said?
What did he say, Ryan?
He said, it's cowboys and Indians in space.
It was a space western.
That's right. Oh, yes.
That's my favorite movie ever, though.
He said, cowboys versus fucking aliens. Western in space.
No, but
that's a badass
greatest movie.
The repossessed. The gag and repossessed.
All right.
Daddy's talking.
Everyone focus. Off the rails. Too much off the rails. I feel like we're going to crash into a bridge. Let's, all right. Ron, to you, Ron. It's all about Ron. Go ahead, Ron.
About what?
No, everyone was talking at the same time, so I just
I
shut everyone up so we could hear your.
You said we're going to do rails.
Of an IPA. Wait, we're doing more IPAs? Oh, God. All right. Wait, where were we? But everyone was talking, so.
The gag from this movie, Repossessed, Linda Blair, they do a Ouija board, and they say, let's test the Ouija board out, see if it's accurate or not. We'll ask it a very simple question. Will Ted Kennedy ever become, this is a 90s film, will Ted Kennedy ever become president? And the, you know, the thing that you hold with the Ouija board,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It starts flying around the room,
yeah.
And it knocks into a car, and the car, like a Rube Goldberg thing, the car goes all the way down the mantle and drops into the fishbowl. And the answer is, well, I guess not.
Oh, damn.
That's a long Chappaqua walk, Chappaquiddick walk.
By the way, I was like, oh, you're doing a Chappaqua.
Well, good car crash.
There you go.
Car crash, though.
Finally.
Yeah.
He got two right today.
Yeah.
Dude, he just Bob Barker, you wrong bitch.
Well, he swam. Right.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Now his crazy fucking, was it RFK Jr.?
Nephew.
He's fucking wackadoo.
What?
You ever heard of him?
He's not dead Jr. also.
He's no crazier than the rest
RFK
of them.
RFK Jr. is a man.
That's who's got my vote.
You mean the third party candidate?
We're third party guys, Ron.
Third party, man.
Cheers. Cheers on the third party. Who's third party?
I'm third party.
Third party. We went too far.
Oh, shit.
Why are you pulling me?
It's not my vote.
Are we?
Hold on. So you would vote for him?
Over who else?
Yes. Biden.
Oh, those two idiots?
You know that Biden's not.
This guy's crazy, bro.
Bro, Biden's
how
not
how crazy could he be?
And Biden's not even alive anymore. It's a guy in a mask.
Yeah,
I learned that today online, bro.
He pulls his mask off. He's like, I'm just a ghost.
And they had close-ups and everything. They're like, look, he's wearing a mask. It's not even Biden anymore.
So you say it's weakened at Biden's instead of weakened at Bernie's?
I don't know. Supposedly he's wearing a mask. I learned that online. Yeah. You know, everything online's real. So
hold on.
You trust him behind the wheel of the car?
Pretty sharp.
Who?
What? Biden. He just he's not a good public speaker because he has.
Because even if somebody comes to speak, he's pretty warming up.
Yes, I think like, one on one, he's a shot.
No, isn't that what that was that headline? His superpower is his age.
Yeah. What do you mean? Look, I'm here to say that I don't like either guy. I'll go third party just for the fun. I'll go third party. It's fun. It
opens up in a lot of opportunities.
It's just fun. It's just fun to do. It's fun to throw your vote away. I like
smoke him if you got him.
What do you mean Biden is smart?
He's not. Biden is a very intelligent person.
He's just way too old to be smart.
He's not charismatic.
Why do you want everyone to hate you?
No, he's like, but also Trump is the best man that's ever lived.
Right. Why do you think Biden's smart? I feel like I'm a free thinking man. He has shown nothing that makes him look smart to me. He's a career politician. He stammers his ass off.
He has a speech impediment.
You know what goes on behind closed doors? Like straight up intravenous injections.
So you guys had this image of him. He's like he wears the pens and he has a catheter.
He definitely wears the pens.
And he likes vanilla pudding for dessert.
Also true.
Biden likes vanilla pudding.
No, he's got the pens on.
I said that's the image everyone gives. He has
vanilla
a
pudding stinks. The only pudding that's worse than vanilla pudding is pistachio.
What? Oh no, we can't say American.
By the way,
this is America.
By the way, I enjoy rice pudding. Rice pudding, anybody?
I do like a little pudding.
You like candy corn?
Wait, so what's the worst pudding?
You guys love that.
I think.
Where were you?
He's
just listening.
Hold on.
What's the best pudding? I say rice pudding.
Can I put my arm around my friend?
Sure.
I got to put my arm around my friend.
You should.
He has the most to lose here. None of us have jobs. He has an actual job.
None of us have jobs.
Hey, so that's why I have to put my arm around
him. Wait a minute.
Because he's still here. He's still here supporting and helping.
Who's higher?
OB, I could also lose my
friend list.
Oh, no, don't do that.
I don't want to be ranked. I don't want to be ranked.
I'm not against you.
We will all go down together. Well, not all of us.
Hello.
Like it fucking matters.
I can answer this.
I have a solution.
I can answer this in a good way.
The solution to the pudding?
No, to this issue.
There is no issue.
No, there's no higher. Two men enter, one man leaves.
All the
Thunderdome, baby.
Go to the murder room in the dark.
Two men enter, one
you know
man.
How many
you know what will happen if Matt and I go into a room and
we
hang
come out.
Out
kissing.
We'll be high as kites.
All right.
Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Don't fight.
I thought you were gonna say kissing.
Hear the whole statement.
I mean, if somebody else
before
you look like us came in.
Before you lose your shit, hear the whole statement.
I don't want to know.
He's a little higher because he's been in my beach house.
That's pretty cool.
Cheers.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
So how do you fix that?
We can fix that.
I'll take an IPA.
And a shot of syrup.
You don't want Ron drank out of that. No,
is there bugs in there?
No, it's all right.
The alcohol
killed it. It's fine.
Ron the waiter, can you call Bichetti real quick? Not you. Oh, damn. What's up with Bichetti? Love Bichetti.
Uh-oh, retard alert. Retard alert, class.
It's retard.
Go.
There's no I.
Just go.
No, that one's
fine. Go. Walk it off.
Walk it off.
I'm going to ask Little for one question. I see
black. Uh-oh, retard alert.
All right.
Retard alert.
Okay, class. You can't say that word.
I've been here
in 2024.
I've been here for 2 hours, and you're now just noticing my hat says.
I do want to ask you.
Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead, Boston, Mass. What venue, what year?
For the hat?
Every.
What does the hat say?
Boston Garden 91.
That's a 91 hat? Did you get it in 91?
No, I got it last week. I got it from a head shop, but it was, you know, but I was at these shows.
You were at that show in 91.
I was at those shows.
At the old Boston Garden.
Yes. I sold peanut butter and bacon sandwiches to get into the
Elvis. What, out of a van? Out of a van?
No, out of a cooler, much like this one back here.
But where? You sell them at... Like,
he was living in a van down by the river.
We made him in the dorm, and then we sold him for tickets to get in.
Wait, you don't know how the dead stuff works? People go. People go to the parking
buy,
lot
sell or trade,
and
man.
Sell stuff to try to get a
no,
ticket.
No, I know people who tour
and then
the
there's
dead.
People
they
walking around with
a
finger.
I need a miracle.
Like, you toured the dead, you were selling grilled cheese sandwiches?
Yeah, yeah.
I know people who did that.
Yeah, yes, he literally just said peanut butter and bacon sandwich.
I did a live broadcast in Buffalo in the parking lot overnight. Mm-hmm. And what people year? Were around 90-ish.
Okay.
Like 92?
Yeah.
Are you helping me out?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe about 92. And people were selling plates of spaghetti just to get enough money so they could survive because they were touring with
just also feed the other high people. But just it's a community.
I understand that. I lived on a kibbutz. I lived on a commune for 4 years. How much was a plate of spaghetti? How much was a plate of spaghetti going for back then? Like
$2.50?
Yeah, I was gonna say like under $3.
Maybe a dollar? I don't know.
Tickets were also like
my neighbor from Creed's Clearwater Revitalization.
Right. Wait, you lived in a commune?
I lived on a kibbutz for 4 years.
What's a kibbutz?
It's a commune.
Sounds like the end of a commune.
You don't know what a kibbutz is?
It's like it's a commune down the hill.
It's the last car on a train.
I kind of liked it. I can't.
Come on, dude. Hey, don't leave me hanging. No, I'm fist bumping you as a comedian. Your other hand.
But I didn't know you're a comedian.
Oh, did we get your approval?
That was a good
for being funny.
Very good. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Can we bring Claire back?
Can I tell the world that I actually like this guy?
Ron needs to wear his own personal.
The rest of these people don't like you, but I really like you. Cheers.
I always get uncomfortable when people like me. I'm so not used to
it. We all like you.
I prefer
like
to
me.
Be like, like I'm more comfortable in that realm. Isn't that crazy?
If we love you, will you leave?
No. By the way, you look like you do wet work for the military. You look like...
Is that good?
I don't know. What's wet work?
Yeah, what's wet work?
Those are, I want to know this one.
Assassins. Like, wet work is when you're an assassin for the government.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, really?
Ixnay on...
On the assassinate.
Oh, sorry.
How do you do that?
He does stuff.
How do you do it like in Big Latin?
Ixnay on the assassinate.
Shut up, Ron.
Urder me.
We got guns down here. You need one? What do you need?
Why are you talking about what
do I need? I'll tell you.
What do you need? We got
what do you need? You tell us what
you
need.
I can go for a nice sandwich.
We run Tuesday? We run guns to the Sandinistas.
Downtown.
No, we don't.
Ron
we don't
loves
do that.
The tube
we don't do that. That was a joke. It's only illegal poker. That's it. We don't do the gun thing.
That's also a joke.
We're just poking. There's nothing.
Easy, Tiger.
It's not joking. And there's a meth lab in the corner. Meth lab.
We're putting Ron back in the murder.
There's a meth lab.
One likes
but is there a Zoso sticker?
That's a joke.
That's a joke too.
You want to have rotten teeth? Do meth.
We love Zeppelin, but we would.
If you want to kick Ron in the face, give us $5.
Yeah.
You should have no teeth, Ron.
Ron.
Ron's hair is.
Stop doing that.
Ron's hair.
Stop doing that, Ron.
Ron's hair.
Don't do that, man. Yeah. My kid's watching.
Yeah. Fucking.
Ron's hair is hilarious.
I got perfect, teeth and a shit mouth.
What did it say on my head?
I got crooked teeth.
Ew.
And at least 20 cavities.
Really?
Yeah, at least.
So
I'm going to assume you were allowed to drink soda as a kid.
No.
Really? Soda.
Wait, the dentist never found it.
What did I miss? What did I miss?
You totally missed that one.
What did I miss?
Today,
you'll see in the edit.
I like seeing it in the edit.
Today.
You know, whoa, good catch. That was wild.
Wait, what happened? Was sliding?
You're walking towards your nut hole.
All right, I'll take it in the nut hole. What? No, I had 20.
Is it Foot or Peter Dinklage?
Ron, did you bring props for this show?
Oh, man. Ron, the Macy Gray wig.
I thought I had bed bugs already.
Ron, we all know this is like falling apart. We were just going to end, but you ran and got the Macy Gray wig.
I give it 110%. I feel like someone's cutting me.
There you go. Now you got bed bugs. No,
oh, they're saying you do wet work, Scott.
What?
You do wet work.
I don't do anything. I'm a nice...
Yeah, but I think she means something else.
Well, he gets stuck in an elevator.
Yeah.
We'll get pissed off. You know, this has been a lot of fun, ladies and gentlemen.
Should we end?
Like, can we talk about some of the things we learned?
Yes.
What did we learn today?
I'll start.
All right.
Ron's a liar.
Mm-hmm. One.
We're all liars, by the way.
No, no, no.
Open touches underage animals.
What? Wait, when did we find out they were underage?
What did I do to you?
I mean, what's the right age of a
penguin? You said he was a cook.
Penguin.
Opie petted a pink penguin.
No, the penguin's name is Dwayne.
That's an old man.
By the way,
I didn't touch
the rock Johnson.
Wait, Scooby-Doo.
When you said I pet a penguin, I thought you meant the pen.
The pen?
Penguin pens.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Isn't he annoying?
You got to run some of this material by somebody before you bring it out, man.
I thought you were petting pens.
You're annoying. You're so annoying.
A flock of flying penguins.
You know Jim Carrey did that movie,
yep,
Something Penguins?
Yep. We remember
and
that.
He says they told him, don't put your face in front. They will literally poke your eyeball.
No, they won't.
You know, no, they Jim said
Carrey, that. And that's why he's like.
No, they said that.
I was in a room with a penguin. They didn't warn you. No, we had a wash because they didn't want us to.
I learned penguins
did
are
you
evil.
Have your face in front of the beak?
No,
you
stay
behind
them.
That's what I'm saying.
You had your cavity in front of the
dude. They will pop your eyeball out.
No,
Ron, what's the difference?
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Nope. All right, I learned something today. Mike Bergen Jr. has 4 sound effects. Cheers.
We're taking that away from him. Ron, what's the difference between you and Jim Carrey?
Oh my God,
he's funny,
and Ron's not.
No, Jim Carrey and I have the one thing in common.
We're neighbors.
Oh boy, here we
both
go.
Think we're good, right? He played God. Did he play God?
Yeah, who? He did.
Jim Carrey played God.
I think so.
Yes. Bruce Almighty.
I also.
Hey, we're playing what? Hey. You don't have to fill up all the fucking silence.
I thought you took a weed gummy. Shouldn't it be calming?
Yeah, you took a gummy, too. You should be the one that's chilling.
No, here's the
it's
thing.
It's a gummy.
It wore off?
That's what I'm saying. This is
all right, Jennifer first. We're playing. We are playing What Did We Learn Before We Leave. What I learned today. Ron would eat a baby seal. Yeah, that's fucking nuts, dude. Robert's the only normal. Whoa, wait a minute. This took a turn.
That's true. I'm a porn star.
Robert's the only normal one. Opie fondled a nun. What? What?
What'd you fondle a nun? What?
I
want
to fondle a nun.
A nickname for nuns are penguins.
What? And
it's bullshit.
And Michael needs more sounds. Yes.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Wow, Jennifer Ferris.
And then can you follow that with pop up a ball?
What else we learn?
I didn't learn anything.
I didn't learn anything.
I'm hungry.
Yes.
No fried chicken.
No fried chicken.
No fried chicken.
Make sure everyone leaves and then me and you eat all night.
Wait, do that, but earlier.
I don't know about you.
You know what?
One of my favorite chicken commercials.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Kennedy
Fried
Chicken.
Like chicken tonight. Chicken tonight.
I thought it was shake and bake, and I have.
I feel like.
Fucking show.
You remember that commercial?
I no,
like
Ron. Yeah, we don't.
Yes, you do.
He's empty. They're empty.
What's the Ron, commercial no. for real? I'll tell you.
No, one more round.
What's the commercial?
I feel like chicken tonight. That's the jingle. I feel like chicken tonight. Chicken tonight.
I don't think there was any of this shit.
Yeah, I think so. Nobody knows.
No,
Ron, you bombed again.
Dude, you're all older than me.
How old are you?
No.
No,
Ron. I'm younger than you.
What about Calgon? Take me away.
He looks like shit, but he's way younger than you.
What about?
Oh, you heard that?
No, I mean, I just saw your gesturing.
All right, Robert, what did you learn? What did you learn?
I learned that as much as this fucking show went off the rails today, we still had a really good time.
I don't know.
Very entertaining, everybody.
No,
you said we. Yeah, you're speaking for a bunch of other people.
I was trying to circle it back.
I had it all right. Oh, look, more Red Barn.
Oh,
check it out. Yes, I do. Red
Barn. I'm in danger.
I'm going to be
honest. Here's the fucked up part. The cider was the best part of the show today.
No, man, the Red Barn.
I'm going to shoot myself later on.
Dude, the Red Barn now works after a bunch of beers.
Oh, the strawberry one?
Yeah, because
that was
dessert.
It's dessert time.
Oh, the maple. Actually, the maple was best.
No one put their fingers in it.
Don't
touch my
maple syrup.
Don't touch my maple syrup.
Oh, my God.
No.
You got
Jesus. Thank you, sir. I have another.
This is from Bob Lord and his lovely.
It's fucking awesome. Bob Lord, thank you. This shit's good.
This could be the best maple syrup I've ever had. And I did learn 50 to 1 or 40 to 1.
40
to 1.
40 to 1. 50 to 1.
What's that mean?
I thought.
The many really, people that like you.
That's how many gallons of sap you need to make syrup.
I really thought you'd tap the tree and you could put it right on your pants.
Yeah, this guy.
Yo, hey.
He sits behind the counter. He's like, can I get a double cheeseburger?
I really thought that, though. And it turns out it's 40 to 1.
Hey, where's the sauce?
So the shit that comes out of the tree is really lame as fuck. And someone learned, you boil it down, you get the syrup. Did you know that?
You have to boil sap, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
all right, Cliff fucking Clavin.
Dude, I'm from New England.
Holy shit.
We have a Kaiser.
Are you faking the accent?
Why?
Man, he's lied about everything.
He's a fucking Hawaiian.
He's from Maryland.
We have a timeshare in Mount Snow, Vermont. I know that. You got a boil, boys.
All right. Should we go?
Anybody got a good chest hair story?
No.
Okay. Me neither.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, you want to pull it? You want to pull
it? No, stop pulling your.
I have to shave.
Oh,
my...
no.
Oh, you shave your nipples?
I have to shave my chest hair all the time, or it would be this long. Oh, there's something wrong with my chest hair.
No, I'm not.
Joking.
There's something wrong with my chest hair.
Brain.
That if I don't shave it, it'll be this long.
Do you shave your chest hair?
Hell no, sir.
My chest hair would be this long. There's something wrong with it.
Then you can braid it. You got.
I have to shave.
Oh, yeah, this is that long.
Matt, let me see it.
Here.
Ron, why do you want to see his chest hair, Ron? What's wrong with this guy? This is really annoying.
I know that good, Rick. That was my favorite chest hair.
Wait, you don't shave your chest hair?
Hell no.
Times a year.
Look how far it sticks out.
That's nothing.
Holy shit.
I would grow that in a month. It would be this long. I'm not joking.
You want to touch it like
Ron?
You want to touch it?
No, Ron.
Why are you gonna make it weird?
Did you see how tight that was into my skin?
Ron, that's the group coming after us. Stay for the next group.
Does anyone else feel sick?
Oh, it's still out.
It's
still
out. What? All right.
All
that happening. What's gonna clock a guy on the camera?
P Diddy party, got nothing on this.
Dude, where's the pink cocaine? Do you see the picture?
Yo,
whoa, wait.
No, but that's what they showed. No, someone showed a picture. Like,
do they do tie dye?
I was like, what's pink cocaine? And apparently, every person who worked at his mansions had a fanny pack of drugs. You had to have drugs on you.
All right.
Like, hold on. You were a very famous guy at one point, like super famous.
All right. Thanks for reminding me.
That's jealousy right there.
Yeah, the backhanded compliment.
Thanks for reminding me.
Did you ever interview him? Was he ever on the show?
Did you ever have a fanny pack?
No comment.
So he was on your show.
Oh, he raped you.
No comment.
Really? Why can't you talk about it if he was on your show?
No comment.
No comment.
Where's your fanny pack?
Oh, really?
My client says he's not answering the question, Ron. Let it go.
I got a house in the Hamptons, so.
You don't want to be sued.
He goes to the white parties.
No, I never.
I had a friend
who went to the white parties.
I have a friend who sharded at a white party.
For the record, I never interviewed P. Diddy. Never went to one of his parties.
Can I?
I'm all about 50 Cent. 50 Cent rules. Yes.
I have a very famous friend who used to go to.
Is he?
Cheers, my brother.
Dude, I have a famous friend who used to go to P. Diddy's white parties.
Did you really?
In the Hamptons. Can I say the guy's name or no?
No. Well,
he was amazed and confused.
Liar?
It's not
Matthew McConaughey,
but
the other dude. I know who the other dude was.
Like,
but that doesn't mean a lot of guys went to the P. Diddy parties didn't partake.
No, I understand.
Ron,
what I'm saying.
Same with the Epstein Island, Ron.
No, I get it.
A lot of people went down there and didn't partake.
I didn't go down there.
P. Diddy was famous for the white parties.
I never went.
Which means you had to wear white clothing.
But a lot of people do that.
Yeah. I'm just saying that's my little.
Yeah.
No.
That was amazing.
Are we done? Did we?
Oh, after that, we're done. We just hit an iceberg.
Liar!
Yo, let's get a beer.
I'll be one more
round. On me this time.
Okay. Oh, by the way,
boy, are you in for a big surprise?
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Wait, there's no chest hair.
I'll get over it. That was a good rip, man. You ain't got a pull. Get that chest hair up.
You want some Neosporin?
Oh, look at that.
Neos hit you.
And Scott's the only one that's actually experienced some form of Scott people shooting at him, right?
No.
No, I've been shot at.
I've been shot at.
Lots
you
of
haven't been shot at?
Not sperm.
It's not fun.
Oh, wait.
What I was trying to get to is after this experience,
It's not fun.
I definitely
have PTSD right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of white parties, that's how you shit your pants.
All right.
Let's talk that's about having a gun pointed at you. Not being shot at, but have you ever had a gun pointed at you?
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, 2 weeks ago.
Now, I think I win this
Wait. He had a gun
2 weeks ago?
I did. Yeah.
Tell the story. Okay. But the competition is...
Spencer Hurst, Queens.
How hot was it?
Jersey City.
I had two Belgian cops pointing guns at me, and they were both beautiful.
Girls?
Yes, girls.
Sure.
Oh, you paused. That's weird.
I got let out of...
A little weird. You paused.
Have you ever seen a Belgian?
I ain't paused.
Doesn't matter who went
there. I totally blew my load.
I got let out of St. Marcos Square in...
Ron, what happened?
He said he can't do it.
He's busy?
He's slammed.
Is he slammed? Is he alone? What time is it? Is he alone?
It's like you can see there's like 7-8 people waiting for drinks.
Holy shit.
7 o'clock and he's by himself?
I don't know. But
it's fine. No, it's fine. Let Matt make money. It's packed upstairs. Wait.
Plenty of drinks down here.
Wait.
We got Sinus.
Is he by himself, though?
And, it looked like, and I said, I brought the glasses to the end of the bar, and I'm like, hey, man, what's one more round? He goes, tell him I can't.
He told the owner no?
You should have
been. I got to go up and help him?
He's so fired.
Can I get a rosé first?
Wait. What does this smell like? I smell Karen Carpenter.
Hey, I'm telling you, maybe at what point they did live beside.
And Matt's gotta go.
See you later. Bye, everybody. Thanks so much.
Wait, you coming back or you got to work?
I might be up there.
I think he needs.
All right. Let's thank Matt.
Matt Gebhardt, everybody.
But just before you leave, I got let out of Venice with my friends by machine gun from St. Marco's Square.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit!
I ripped the head off a pigeon.
Rip the head off a pigeon.
You know, like St. Marco Square is like the famous square in Venice.
Yeah, yeah.
In Venezia.
For those of you that only speak Italian,
my best friend, we were there for 3 weeks going all through Europe. My best friend goes, here, pay me a thing of feed. He goes, I bet you can't catch a pigeon. I bet you I'll do you one better. Pigeon flew away. He goes, told you I didn't catch it. Open your hands. I dropped the head in his head.
Oh, damn it. And then they got pissed.
Oh, we got let
You're the guy that gave the bat to Ozzy Osbourne.
I was going
to
say, Ozzy is.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I did.
Bullshit.
I did check out Caitlin Clark last night. She's amazing. All right. Thank you, Jackson. Wait. So a gun was pulled on you 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, about 2.5. Yeah.
What happened?
I had a green light, and this guy decided he was not going to stop for his red light. And I leaned on my horn because I'm from Jersey and, you know.
But where are you? New York, New Jersey?
Jersey City. Oh, okay. And then the driver pulled out a handgun, pointed at me, and I decided I didn't want to get shot today and let him go.
Oh, damn.
Like, pulling at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone has guns
now. You didn't call the cops? Like, to get the license plate?
You know, there's a time to be a rat and there's time for not.
All right, we're gonna go. Ron, what do you got? Give the big plug. Do people come to these shows after your plugs on this thing? Be honest. They don't, right?
They do.
They do.
They do.
That's nice to hear.
So, guys, if you are a fan of Opie,
No.
I am doing a free show in his hometown of Astoria.
Well, that doesn't work. That's where you.
My name has no.
That's
pull.
Not Opie.
Low battery. Go.
Opie, you have a lot of fans.
Whatever.
Believe it or not.
I mean, thank you.
Guys, this Thursday in the heart of Astoria on Ditmas Boulevard and 37th Street.
Go see Rob.
I am hosting some of New York City's.
All right, Ron is plugging his pizza appearance, so if anybody has anything to say, now would be the time.
This is what a minority looks like, people.
That's the teacher.
Yeah, we know. That's your plug. Good.
Anyways,
for you.
Hold on. I didn't finish it yet. This Thursday.
No, you finished it.
Oh, that would hurt.
Pizza place, a story or whatever.
Boo 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 bo